And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, your temperature here at the KJN studios. We look for fog and drizzle here this morning, cloudy skies, some light rain this afternoon, southeast winds 10 to 20 and a high of 40 here today. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJN. News is being brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Clarinda man on Thursday. At 5 p.m., deputies arrested 62-year-old Robert Wade Harbin of Clarinda for aggravated assault and simple assault following an incident in the 200 block of Central Avenue in Villisca. Harbin was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
Are you going to a different professional for each one of your financial needs? At Stiefel, we take a holistic approach to wealth management, including working with your legal and tax professionals. We believe wealth management is based on long-term relationships while striving to sustain and grow your wealth. At Stiefel, we deliver the comprehensive wealth management services you deserve. To learn more about the wealth management services offered through Stiefel, call me, Jeff Morenz, today at 712-243-5500. Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange and SIPC.
In other area news, a woman who stole thousands of dollars from the Open Bibles Churches organization in the Des Moines area has been given a suspended prison sentence and forgiveness by the organization's leaders. Polk County District Court records say 55-year-old Micheline Kinning was sentenced on November 21st to 2 years probation and a suspended 10-year prison term. She also paid more than $154,000 in restitutions. The arrest records say she'd pled guilty to theft. The Des Moines Register reports that Randall Bach is president of Open Bible Churches, and he said last week that church representatives thought probation and the suspended prison time were appropriate punishments. Bach says church representatives were shocked to learn what Kinning had done while working at the organization headquarters, quote, but we forgive her, end quote. John Deere is reporting a 5% increase in worldwide sales, but the company's income in the last quarter dropped by $63 million. John Deere's fourth quarter ended October 28th. John May, the company's CEO, says lingering trade tensions and a challenging growing season are causing uncertainty in the ag economy, and many farmers have become cautious about making major investments in new equipment. Outside the ag sector, general economic conditions are favorable, according to John Deere's chief executive. Demand for smaller John Deere equipment, especially for construction and the forestry business, led to a record year for sales. A man accused of killing an Iowa high school student almost 40 years ago wants his trial moved out of Linn County. The attorney for 65-year-old Jerry Burns of Manchester said in a filing Monday that pretrial publicity made it unlikely Burns could receive a fair trial in Linn County. Trial scheduled to begin February 10th. Police arrested Burns December 19th, 39 years to the day after 18-year-old Michelle Martinko was killed. Her body was found the next day inside her family's car at a Cedar Rapids mall. She'd been stabbed in the face and chest. A Pennsylvania court has rejected the appeal of a man convicted of killing two sisters who lived next door to him in Pittsburgh and were sisters of an Iowa state lawmaker. 49-year-old Alan Wade was convicted of two counts of first-degree murder in the February 2014 deaths of Sarah and Susan Wolf, who were found shot to death in the basement of their East Liberty home. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that a Superior Court panel rejected his appeal arguments, including a challenge to prosecutors' use of a hat containing his DNA found in the victim's home 5 weeks before their deaths. Prosecutors sought the death penalty, but a jury deadlock led to a life without parole sentence. The victims were sisters of Democratic Iowa State Representative Mary Wolf. While the Black Friday shopping frenzy is already well underway, the head of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Iowa is hoping for a carryover into tomorrow for Small Business Saturday. Jane Armstrong, director of the SBA's Iowa District Office, says local merchants put a great importance on the economic impact of the 10th annual Shop Small promotion.
All of them are our relatives, they're our spouses, they're our neighbors and children, and it just brings it home that keep the money in the community, support your local small business community, and just really make an effort to look at what's right in your own backyard.
Many of our nation's big corporations were launched with help from loans through the SBA, companies like Apple, Nike, Ben & Jerry's, FedEx, and Under Armour.
they all started small. Everybody forgets that every small business in America started around a kitchen table, in a garage, and just with an entrepreneur and a dream. And that's what Small Business Saturday is all about, recognizing how important small business is to our economy and to make it part of your shopping culture.
97% of the businesses in Iowa are small businesses, according to Armstrong. If you can't shop at as many of them as you'd like to in person on Saturday, she notes most of them have an online presence, so log on.
A lot of small businesses are much more savvy today with the competition that they have from some of the large retailers that are online, and many small businesses are using social media in a more productive way to increase sales.
Small Business Saturday was founded in 2010 as a day to rally communities to support small businesses during the busy holiday shopping season and to help address small business owners' most pressing need, getting more customers through their doors. You can find out more information by going to shopsmall.com. 14 registered apprenticeship programs in the state are run through Iowa high schools. Christopher Byam, the principal at Boone High School, says the program in his district started 3 years ago with pre-apprenticeships in three local businesses.
And we continue to look for other pathways to grow our offerings for our students, which include engineering, computer science, welding, aviation, and retail management.
This month, Byam and the Boone Fire Department started discussing possible apprenticeships for EMTs and firefighters. The Boone High School's program is called EDGE. Fairway is offering an apprenticeship in meat cutting through the school. Technicians from a local John Deere dealership are leading an introductory class for Boone students with an interest in farm machinery mechanics.
It shows our students that learning happens in many different ways and many different avenues. The apprenticeship is a vehicle within my school that allows for our students to envision their future in Iowa and gives them a clear route towards post-secondary success with the least amount of debt.
Byam says apprenticeships are just one way businesses can help prepare students for work.
Even the most random business has opportunities that could help our students learn those essential skills needed to be successful, whether it's job shadows, local projects, business tours, pre-apprenticeship programs, apprenticeships, internships, classroom presentations. Those are just to name a few. Really, the sky is the limit.
According to Governor Reynolds, 108 Iowa high schools have contacted the state apprenticeship coordinator in the past 2 years about setting up local programs. State grants are available for newly created apprenticeship programs. That's a look at some of the latest in state and area news. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements next, News Time 7:13.
Are you uncertain how market volatility could impact your retirement accounts? Now may be the time to discuss your retirement options with a financial advisor that understands how important trust and transparency are to building towards your financial goals. At Stifel, we can clearly explain your options and help you determine what may be appropriate for you and your legacy. For more information, contact me, Jeff Moranz, at Stifel's Atlantic Branch at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange and SIPC.
And your funeral announcements. Vera Lucille Lucy Heckman of Guthrie Center died Monday at New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Lucy Heckman will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Everett Wendt, age 94, of Audubon, died on Sunday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Everett Wendt will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Myrna F. Akers, age 81, of Brayton, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Myrna F. Akers will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Exira Christian Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home Exira has arrangements. Linda Leo, age 71, of Panora, died on November 6th at home. A celebration of life gathering for Linda Leo will be held on November 30th here this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Port on Lake Panorama in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Marion Finnell, age 92, of Atlantic, died November 20th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Marion Finnell will be held at Roland Funeral Home on Saturday at 3 p.m., and they have the arrangements. Eric Coop Martison, age 43, of DeSoto, formerly of Anita, died on Tuesday at his home. A visitation with the family of Eric Coop Martison will be held on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. And Carmen Graybill, age 26 of Hamlin and formerly of Manning, died Saturday as a result of a traffic accident. Visitation for Carmen Graybill will be held on Sunday from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. News brought to you here this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.